So what we did we really have hired a virtual conference manager to make this as good as it was, because this has been the only conference which brings these, as you know, the geroscientists, the lab people, the government, NIA, NIH, all those people
together,
in one forum,
right.
Interdisciplinary. So it's got to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But while that's been going on, we actually formed the Catalyst Institute, and that is a nonprofit. It's a brand new nonprofit, but it's a nonprofit. And what we're doing is simultaneously creating an online community of people. I call it G to G. Anybody that is in the world of Jero is in the community.
Right.
So whether it's a State of Solutions that create the environments for aging, and the tech people, or it's a Jero scientist splicing a mouse
themselves. Mm-hmm.
And then in each one there are forums and abilities to collaborate, and also private things where some things are, because it is a lot of pharma here too, some things are private, so you don't have to have everybody know everything you're doing. And embedded in it are the webcasts and things to get together. And from a sponsorship point of view, one of the reasons we did it so quickly was to offer the sponsors of the conference to be, without extra charge, also sponsors of the community. Now remember, this is an online community, so there's a lot of opportunity, you know, to have banners, to sponsor a forum, to participate, to use it on your social media. So we're just adding those features to anybody who wants to be a sponsor. And I don't know if you've been on any of the conferences I've been on. I'm going to list them. Have you been on something called Longevity 2020?
I haven't. Kathy may have logged in, but I haven't.
Okay, see, I'm happy you said that, because mm-hmm. AFAR, American Federation on Aging and Retirement, did a big one with Next Age. Leading
yeah.
Age did a big one.
Leading Age did one, yep.
Yeah, and they're all in this, because they're all in this. In other words, all the speakers are our speakers, and all the people who are going to participate in the community are our people. But I know from talking to the tech people, they didn't get even invited to this stuff.
No.
And so, yeah, because it's siloed. It's very siloed.
Right. Right.
And
instead of creating a sense of community.
Right. And I just did, I'm going to bend your ear just with one little thing, because I think it's significant for State of Solutions. I just did one of the, I think they told me it was the only interview with two NIA doctors that are the head of their Alzheimer's research team. And I just did Lori Ryan, who's also the head of their dementia team. General Dementia Team, NIA, National Institute on Aging. What they told me was very interesting. It has to do with State of Solutions. They said, of the 230 tests, lab tests, clinical tests they're doing now on Alzheimer's and dementia, 100 have nothing to do with medication. Nothing. They're testing environmental factors and how people should exercise and eat, and be monitored for that. And I said, wait a minute, is this a clinical test? They said, yes. They're double-blind, placebo, clinical tests. And they're going, and I said, well, what's the point? The point is to actually have a prescription that a doctor could write that's covered by Medicare for exercise and food and, I think, stress reduction, to interfere with dementia and Alzheimer's. Now, can you imagine a collaboration with that, and let's say State of Solutions, that knows what those prescriptions are, monitors the environment in assisted living. Could you just imagine how much less the immune system would have been clogged up and
compromised?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm just so excited about this thing, and I feel I must make it happen. And this is what comes of silos.
Yeah.
And because I've got this like this weird reach where everybody's talking to me, you know, it's like a telephone pole, you know, the old telephone
yeah.
poles.
Yeah.
I feel I must do this, and I've seen some really, really good online communities that are nothing to do with us, but very, very good models. I just looked at one for family home offices. That's the very rich people that, you know, have the whole family was entrepreneurial, like
right.
the Trumps, actually, like Bush Beans
yeah.
and
right.
like that. They have forums like this where they're unsiloed and all kinds. It's wonderful. So that's all I'm bringing out. Now, I don't know how to ask Status Solutions officially or what you officially need. We have a mission statement now. We've got it. We're incorporated in Virginia. We've got the conference going for sure, one way or the other. We've got our list of sponsorship opportunities. You know, I know you're not the final arbiter of this, but I really need guidance because if you do something in it, a lot will follow,
right?
In terms of the tech folks. Interestingly, the AI, the artificial intelligence folks, they're there already because they use it in the labs. But the kind of technology which is more of a B2C technology, I have to get a first responder. And
right.
If you could be a first responder, there'd be a lot of different perks, and maybe it'll be less expensive. Whatever it is, I just need the first responder.
Right.
So
have you shared all of that at this point, Adrienne, with Kathy?
No, because...
Does she have all that? Okay.
She has none of it, to be honest.
Okay.
Because it just keeps evolving to be richer and richer.
Right.
So I didn't want to
right.
come out with it. Until it was all there. Now it's finally all there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I can do that. I could, you know, next week put it together. Maybe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, verbally I'm good, but it's not so easy to put it all in writing. But I think we got it.
Okay,
it has to look
good.
Nice. So should I just do that, share it all with Kathy?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know
right.
that she's, hopefully she's been helpful to you along the way. So, yeah, we definitely would love to see that.
Okay, so now, the FCC. This is a good example, too. Now, I know all the things I want to ask you, and you've been on the show before, so I don't have to make you know.
Right.
You know that we have the four segments. At the end, we have music.
Yes.
We have some drop-ins. We're going to be dealing with how environmental technology and monitoring interfaces with the pandemic right now, and you'll describe the FCC grant. But what I wanted to ask you just before I get on the air so I'm clear
mm-hmm.
is the relationship of the FCC grant with Status Solutions.
There is none.
There is none.
So
that's
similar
what I want
to
be sure.
Similar to what you are uncovering, there is no connection between the technology world, the providers of platforms and enablement for senior living with the FCC. They basically just came up with this program and said, here you go, and there was no conversation around what it should look like or what the requirements should be or what the available technologies are, none of those things.
Now, okay. Got to be friends with everybody. They
mm-hmm.
they allocated a sum of money for this kind of thing, right?
Yes, they did.
And
mm-hmm.
And how do they parcel it out then if they don't have criteria?
Well, they have, but yes, they do have criteria. They do have criteria. What I'm saying is there was no interaction prior to them releasing the criteria, right? So. They basically created three buckets where
you know, they're very loose and open requirements, but there are requirements in terms of functionality and capabilities. But okay. there was no, you know, there was no interaction between the, you know, the technology community prior to.
Now, who are going for these grants? What's the type of company? Is it a feeding frenzy? I mean, this is off the air. So is it a feeding frenzy?
Yes. We have heard that, a number of our customers have, but not a lot. So, no, it is not, you know, it doesn't appear to be a feeding frenzy like the payroll protection was.
Now, you've been doing this kind of thing for a very long time, right?
Right.
So mm-hmm. now, but yes. not during a pandemic. So
correct.
I'm finished now. But I'm going to be asking you what's available.
Sure.
What do you do? And what changes have you made? Don't answer me now. What changes have you
okay.
made, if any?
Okay.
Because of
okay.
this. What have you seen in the healthcare workers and what we now call heroes, all right? So we're going to start with that.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Okay. We're ready.
Okay.
We're good.
All right. Thank you.
Stuart's asking about a drop in. Let me tell you. Okay. So the heart is the one that will do for the first one. Because that's the loneliness one. Okay, good. All right, we're ready. That was just a piece of business. I apologize. Oh, yeah. Can I tell her one quick thing? We have something new. We take a little piece of what you said, and we make it into a YouTube. So that's new.
Oh,
you didn't have that before.
That is new. Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
Under 5 minutes, and it's your words, and they light up in different colors. And it goes on YouTube,
okay.
and it goes on my social media, and you can have it for your social media.
Oh, yes, that'll be great, Cassie. I'll have
Isn't
a field day with that. Thank you.
Yeah, lots of fun. All right, so we're ready.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Well, hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and I am so happy to talk to you today. I have something new in my own life. I just got certified as a virtual speaker. Yeah, I know. Life has to progress, let me tell you. But I've been doing a lot of speaking on aging all over the world. It's always been, you know, in live events. And I felt that I had to let the world know that I've been, since 1988, talking to people that I can't see. And I often can't hear because I've been on the radio for decades. And I said, well, virtual presentations is what I've been doing all my life. I didn't realize it. And then I discovered there's such a thing as being a virtual presenter certified. So I got my certification. I'm probably the oldest person on the planet who got their virtual certification. But I'm very excited about that. And as you know, we have a newsletter that comes out every single Monday. You've asked me to resend it on Wednesdays as well, which we do. It's Hints, Tips, Resources on Successful Aging, just what this show is all about. And if you go to GenerationBoldRadio.com, our website, give me your email address, not only will you have information on our blogs, hints and tips, and, of course, the show, but you will get special discounts if you do have a club or an association that would like some virtual speaking. And I'll be happy to do that. I got a good mark because last week I had 103 people on my podcast webcast on behalf of a wonderful financial organization. They hosted it. And 97 people stayed on for the hour and a half. Apparently that's a record. I felt bad that a couple of people left, but okay. Apparently, that's a big, big deal. So we are going to have another big deal today. I have to tell you that I have been on the air since 1988. It's a long time. And in those many, many, many years, I've only had 4 people on my show twice. Think about that. You know, I'm very polite. So at the end, I say, oh, you were wonderful. We'll call you back. But The fact is, four people. One of them is here today. Her name is Amy Jeffs. You've heard her before. If you go to GenerationBoldRadio.com, you will be able to hear her first interview. She's the Vice President of Status Solutions, and it is an extremely pivotal company right now. Why? Amy will tell you in greater detail, but it has a lot to do with the health of folks that are in assisted living and other different types of senior residences, even hotels. And, of course, today, the issue of monitoring that environment for safety on many levels is probably the key to life and death. Before, it might have been the key to good health, but today, it is the key to being alive. So I very much wanted to reintroduce you to Amy Jeffs and Status Solutions so you understood what's there, what's available, and if you've got a loved one in one of these communities or you're about to go into one of these communities, you might want to know and ask the right questions about this environment for safety that could be a built net around you or could be totally absent. All right, let's say hello again to Amy. Amy, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you, Adrienne. I'm so glad to be back.
All right, so let's first set the stage, as I like to say. Status Solutions. Most people listening don't know what it is because they themselves, as a consumer, wouldn't directly buy it. And even if they're in the geriatric field, they themselves probably wouldn't put it in unless they're an operator of a senior community and so on. So explain to us, what is Status Solutions? What does it do?
Sure. We are a provider of situational awareness. And what that means is that we help senior living operators, as you just said, to provide a overall platform and an overall safety net for their community so that they can be aware using capabilities and technology tools of what is going on in their environment and whether that is safety related of their residents and their staff and visitors, as well as communication and the importance of communication of whether that is daily events, whether those are activities of daily living related to residents and to staff, as well as being able to then take that information that you're conveying and that you're delivering, and from a safety perspective, monitoring, and then being able to analyze that information. So having all of that together so that you can be aware of the situations that are going on in your community and that are affecting the residents and your staff, which then, as an operator, you have the ability to communicate with family members as well. So we come in and help create that platform by which operators can be aware of what's going on, and most importantly, once you have that awareness, to be able to take action.
So pretty obviously, in a pandemic like this, in coronavirus, a crisis situation, knowing what's going on environmentally, knowing what's going on with an individual patient, communication with the family is very important. So from the time you spoke with me and you were interviewed, it's not that many months, but it was way before the coronavirus pandemic. So what has changed in-house, in Status Solutions, with how you're functioning right now?
Well, like most companies and organizations, we are in a remote mode of business and operation, which I will tell you is not that foreign for us. And so as a provider and a deliverer of technology, we can obviously leverage our tools to be able to help people in a remote fashion. Of course, we prefer a face-to-face and really spending the time and getting to know our communities and the owner-operators as well as the staff and residents. But we are adapting and able to remotely be able to virtually be able to have conversations and be able to provide those tools to the communities in need. And what we've
now,
seen
what we,
is...
Yeah, go ahead. Well, what I was wondering, too, is the healthcare professional or the caregiver, the nursing
yes.
staff, the orderlies, everything from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Those people went from being invisible to what we now call our national heroes. I mean, that was a big leap. But their safety has become very important. And that's a big issue,
yeah.
too. And is Theta Solutions working in that arena?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Adrienne. I think what was seen as a nice to have in terms of giving staff the tools that they need to be more efficient and to operate more effectively in their environment has become a have to have. And the urgency around getting the tools in the hands of the people that need them is what we've seen take place over the last, you know, three months or so. As you know, staff turnover has been an issue in the senior living market for some time now. So not only was that turnover and that rate an issue before, now we are dealing with a situation, like you just described, where the health and welfare of these residents could potentially be at risk, as well as the staff. And so we have to be able to give them the tools that they need to be able to do their jobs effectively, to be able to deliver that level of care, as well as to be safe in that environment and how to do that effectively.
And we're going to be taking a deep dive into that in our next segment.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do, and this is the beauty of podcasting, one of the big issues has been loneliness. People don't realize that loneliness has an impact on the body, including the heart. And I recorded this little piece. I think people should hear it, particularly at the time of coronavirus sequestration. So let's hear about the issue of heart, recovery, and loneliness.
If you want a healthier heart, you've got to have friends. Significant sociologic studies reveal that socialization has a direct impact on physical and mental health. This probably comes as no surprise, but the extent of the impact is rocking public policy innovators. It seems that recovery from heart disease and stroke is significantly faster for people who have support groups. Married folks live longer and with less health issues than singles. A deeper dive shows that peer modeling is a powerful cause of better health when your peers exercise and eat nutritionally. There are so many factors that lead to better health for those engaged in robust relationships that healthcare dollars are beginning to seep into social connection programs. It's not yet clear whether socialization through social media can take the place of a face-to-face communication in improving health outcomes, but you can bet there'll be a study on that one shortly.
I was right. Now it's COVID-19. There's plenty of studies on that, social media and loneliness. We'll be right back. We're going to take a deep dive into Theta Solutions so you can understand what's available for healthcare workers, what's available for your loved ones in assisted living communities, nursing homes, and even for you in hotels. When this begins to open up and we travel again, don't you go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Okay, so you see it's going the same usual way, and in this next one, have you added any technology or any new services because of coronavirus?
We have, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's really
what.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you that. Is that okay?
Yeah, that is okay, and it lends to your loneliness and isolation spot that you just did as well. So I can
Perfect.
Dovetail from that.
And we'll also talk about the staff. All right, and what?
Yeah.
And
yep.
How you help? All right, that's great.
Sure.
Stu, we are ready. U-Curve, if we have time.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm in.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the Fountain of Truth about Aging. There's a lot of ways that we can get together. Let me just tell you two of them. One is very simple. You simply go to generationboldradio.com. Give me your email address. You can also do that at my website, which is Adrienne, A-D-R-I-A-N-E, Berg, my name, B-E-R-G, .com. And you go to the contact section, and again, give me your email address, and you will be part of our community, our family, getting the newsletter every single Monday. It's always free. Everything is free. And you will see blogs, hints and tips. I call it notes from my inbox, wonderful things people send me that I can't talk about on the air or in my blog. I clue you in, everything from free theater online, you know, to how to make a birdhouse out of your coffee cans. I mean, I'm reduced to that. Look at sequestration, give me a break. But the second thing you can do is we have a wonderful, wonderful GenerationBold.com store with terrific things that I've picked personally, not a lot of them. But every one of them goes in one way or another into a charity. A few dollars goes into a charity for each thing that you buy there. It's really worth it. You're doing good and you're getting great stuff, like your walking sticks, a charm for every country or national park that you've ever visited, some beautiful things there, and, of course, good food, healthy food delivered. All right, so that is all available to you through GenerationBoldRadio.com. Now, I just finished off with a little clip about loneliness and the need for relationships and even how it helps recover from a heart problem. I recorded that way before coronavirus. Now, loneliness and that issue of connectivity is probably the second biggest issue in the country today, particularly for the older adult or anybody sequestered, really. And Amy Jeffs is with us, and she's been talking to us and explaining to us what environmental monitoring is. Theta Solutions, the company of which she serves as vice president, is silently, you won't know they're there, involved with environmental monitoring, safety monitoring, habit monitoring in assisted living communities, nursing homes, other health facilities, and even hotels. So I'm going to ask you again to delve into this a little bit deeper, Amy. What has changed? What has changed in the Theta Solutions offerings because of the coronavirus? And, of course, if any of them deals with connectivity and loneliness, we want to hear about it.
Absolutely. So we have recognized that there is a need, more so than ever, to ensure that connectedness, not only between the residents and the staff, but the residents themselves and their family members. As you know, Adrienne, a lot of our senior living communities throughout the country, based on different mandates in different states and where they are in dealing and combating the virus, have limited visitation, if not removed visitation completely.
Yep.
And so what that has done is that has accelerated the loneliness, isolation component that many of our seniors were already dealing with. And so now it is forced. And so we are seeing that what seniors need is this feeling of being connected. And so what we have done is we have extended our platform, known as CADI, and we've talked about that before with you, Adrienne, but it's Communication and Access to Information Everywhere. And so what we've done is we've made our web browser, our web platform, available to all communities throughout the country free of charge during the pandemic so that they can have the tools to be able to provide seniors and their family members with information. So what's going on in the community, a bulletin board that has news and information about what's going on. Dining and meals, as we see that there's restrictions around congregating and having communal dining. So how can we help them
more effectively and efficiently deliver meals to the rooms. So with pre-ordering and online ordering and allowing that to happen within the community. And things like Katy Radio, so our radio station that is specific to seniors over the age of 70, giving them the music of their lives and being able to provide that to them in their residence. And so not only getting them the information that they need and feeling that they can connect with their family members as well as the staff, but also entertaining them and giving them those tools. So during the pandemic, obviously this is an offering that we provide to communities, but we are making special accommodations and getting this in the hands of our current customers and those that we are working with throughout the country to be able to have access to that information free of charge.
Well, you know, one of the things I do try to promote here is when private companies, for-profit companies, are really stepping up to the plate and stepping up to the plate in ways that nonprofits can't do in many, many ways. And now there's such a wonderful private, public, and to some extent even government relationship that I hope, doesn't disappear after the pandemic does. Because some of those things that you're talking about should always be there. Should have always been there in the first
place. Absolutely.
And hopefully they'll continue. I want to give a little bit of a plug to something else. Many of you are listening to this and saying to yourself, gee, I wish I had what Amy Jefferson State of Solutions is providing in assisted living communities. Well, if you happen to be in the field, it's very easy to find State of Solutions. We'll tell you how to do that in a minute. But if you are at home and you're living or what they call aging in place, or you more likely with my audience, you have a loved one, an older loved one who's aging in place, I was able to arrange something wonderful. And that is, there is a company for consumers that are at home called See You Link. They will give 90 days of free access to video calling and actually the entire access to the Internet and all that it does, including the connectivity, Facebook, social media. But get this, they are made for people with low vision or mild dementia. So many folks are really pretty wired, but some folks really can't be. And this is a very, very special platform, and it will be free to you. Just go and to generationboldradio.com. Let me know that you're interested in this by giving me your email address, or you can go directly to seeyoulink.com. Because if you're salivating over some of the things that State of Solutions are doing, but you can't access it because you're not in a senior residence, we help you do that too. So let's go back now. Amy, we were talking about the pandemic affecting the staff, affecting the workers, not just
right.
residents. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about that. I want to talk about, that's got to be some new innovations that State of Solutions is
yeah.
doing. I also know that you taught me that the FCC has a couple of shekels available for this sort of thing. So it's good to see
yeah.
where coalitions are springing up. And I have one issue about the coronavirus, and that is some of the good things that are developing because of it might disappear when it disappears. So I do want to talk to you in our next segment about the ongoing effect of coronavirus in the field of monitoring, in the State of Solutions field, and what we can expect for the future if we or someone we love are is in assisted living and so on. All right, we shall be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, so we're going to go right into the interface that you're having now with the operators
okay.
with regard to their staff. And then I want to look at the future. I mean, look,
mm-hmm.
all of these things have given this is, I'm off the air now, have given us basically a kick in the ass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the truth.
No, absolutely.
Even the geroscience stuff I'm doing, who did that? Nobody. Why? Well, because aging was not even in the news. Now we're all vulnerable populations. So I just wonder if we can turn this terrible lemon into a little bit of lemonade, at least, and we'll talk about that. All right, Sue, we are ready. U curve. Oh, yeah, I don't know. This one.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. All right, so we have been making heroes of folks that actually go to work. And probably the most heroic of all are those that go to work in the assisted living communities. And with regard to the assisted living communities, nursing homes, health care, functionality, and so on, it's the same. Oh, no, I have to tell you what I have.
I'm having a wand that's going to go off here.
Okay, we have to turn off an alarm here. I apologize, Amy. You see what we're getting at, though. Go ahead. Let me tell you why I have an alarm going off. I've been going to all those conferences, those longevity conferences that I told you about.
Right.
And there's a lot of geroscientists on there, and they tell you it's under a zero. It's called zero. And they tell you ways to hack aging,
mm-hmm.
what to eat, how to exercise, but what is the number one thing? Fasting. Now, that's not true. The number one thing is exercise. But the number two is fasting. And so I decided to fast. So I got an app. And we put
and
it on the app.
And going off telling you to eat.
say that about eating.
I said, was your alarm going off to tell you to eat?
Yes. And Stuart knew that. And he said, if the alarm goes off, it'll get recorded. Oh, I had thoughts on the I can only thank God that you're the guest. Thank God. I don't know how I would have told that to anybody else.
I love it. Oh, I totally get it. Totally.
Unbelievable. It's a free app called Zero. Just to let you know. In case you're as crazy as I am.
In case I decide to start fasting. Excellent.
I know. So funny. All right. He's going to start again in 2 seconds. He better be quiet. Okay. We're ready, yes.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the Fountain of Truth about aging. And one of the raw truths right now is that folks who take care of us, the professional caregivers, the medical help, can be in jeopardy just because they are helping us, particularly in assisted living communities, nursing homes, and other healthcare residences. Fortunately, there are private companies that have been around for quite a long time, monitoring the environment, looking at the safety of the individual residents, and now, even more so than ever before, the safety of those who serve them. One of those companies is State of Solutions, and we have today Vice President of State of Solutions, Amy Jeffs, who's been on our show before, but is reporting to us what's new because of the pandemic. Now, Amy, that's why we want to hear that, and we want to hear that particularly about the staff. But before that, just tell us where to find State of Solutions. I did promise my listeners who are in the business of senior residents, and so many, many are, where they can find State of Solutions if they don't know already.
So you can find us on the web, and our website is www.status, S-T-A-T-U-S, solutions, with an S, .com.
She's so fancy. She says status. I say status. All right. We could all be friends. So let's go and let's talk a little bit about, well, she's the vice president of the company, so we better pronounce it the way she does, I think. So let's go back to that issue, though. What we're calling heroes today, the people who do go to work in assisted living and has status solutions, is helping them just stay healthier.
Yes. So as we talked about before, Adrian, we know that, you know, senior living, the industry as a whole has turnover issues when it comes to staff. And so we know that it is even more important now to retain those staff members, and to give them a sense of safety and security, as well as be able to give them efficiency so that they can do what they are hired and retained to do, which is to care for our loved ones and for the residents in and around these communities. And so we want to make sure that they have the tools that they need. And so what that means is not only from a reporting of cases perspective, because that's important to understand if there are positive cases in a community and how those are being treated, but also allowing staff to have that information, allowing staff to have access to supplies and testing and all of those types of things. But then from a day-to-day perspective, having tools, like I said, to be more efficient in the way that they deliver care. So knowing which residents need which level of care, which residents need certain medications, whether they need immediate assistance versus something that's not immediate. And so what that does is that allows the staff members to not be as overwhelmed. We keep hearing in terms of mental health, we keep hearing throughout, you know, our communities, the sense of stress and pressure that the caregivers are under. And that was even before the pandemic. And so knowing that there's an elevated sense of you know, their need, as you said before, Adrian, they were the little known people, and now they are our heroes. And so we want to make sure that they not only are appreciated for what they're doing and for the care and attention that they're giving to our seniors, but that they are equipped to be able to do that. And not only to have the supplies to protect themselves, but to have the information that they need to be able to provide the right assistance to residents in need. And again, whether that is, you know, something very specific in terms of medication or in terms of treatment or just in terms of somebody needing a knock on the door and some companionship.
You know, I have a hardball question, which what you're doing is giving people a real sense of security and kind of simplifying their lives. It's important. In terms of safety, the issue of having supplies and masks and tests, I have to ask you this, because Status Solutions does a lot of analytics and offers a lot of analytics to the operators. I know that. Truth, do you have any evidence that we do have shortages in any of these three things? What are the three things I'm talking about? Testing, masks, and other necessary supplies that we really didn't need before coronavirus, some of them being paper goods. Are you seeing any shortages in these communities in your analytics? Because probably the operators are asking you to tell them if that's the case. Or are we on an even keel right now?
We get that information, just because of the space that we assist our communities in. What we're hearing there, Adrian, is very anecdotal. In terms of, you know, there are certain communities within certain states that are, you know, have access to supplies and others do not. But what we're
you know, helping them to be able to do is regardless of that, to be able to understand the immediate needs of the residents themselves as well as the staff members. And so, yes and no. I mean, we're hearing those various things, but when it comes down to what we're trying to help them with and provide them with is to kind of offset whatever those challenges are to ensure that they have the information in terms of activities of daily living and the environment, as you said, around the residents and the staff.
Yeah, one of the things that I appreciate about State of Solutions is that, let me tell you what I'm getting at here, because you may not even yourself think of it this way. It's an equalizer. One of the things that I work with a lot, and my listeners know, is I'm on the NGO committee for the United Nations on aging. And aging inequality is enormous, and it comes in little doses. It doesn't always come in huge, huge differences. So, for example, what you just said, some places have the supplies, some places don't have the supplies. This
right.
is part of the age inequality. But if you have a State of Solutions that where everybody and their needs can be treated the same within one environment, that has a lot to do with the age equality. Technology has a lot to do with creating age equality. So I'm pretty proud of that. And when we come back, I want to talk about something else completely different, but not for you. And that is, I hope we're going to come back, and we're going to come back strong. And when we do, the baby boomers are going to start to travel again. And one of the big things on their mind is the safety in hotels. Now, I do know that State of Solutions has other departments, let's say, or whatever you call them. And you work in hotels, too. So I want to discuss that a little bit when we come back. Nobody go anywhere, because we're going to be traveling, and we want to do that safely. We'll be right back.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Now, am I right, then, that you do some of the, like, the fire prevention?
Yeah.
Different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'd like to talk about that. So when we come back, we're going to do the up, the U-bend, but pretty close to the beginning. And this is, now this is, Stuart reminds me, this is our last segment, and is there anything you want to get out that we have not talked about? Because we didn't mention the FCC.
We didn't talk about FCC, so if you want me to touch on that, I will. That's telehealth related. So if you want to,
good.
We could start there and then transition to hotel to wrap if you want
okay,
to.
Okay, very, very good. Stu, we may be a little long on this segment, but it doesn't matter. Yep, we're ready.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth About Aging. And I want to go right to our guest, Amy Jeffs, one of the very few people, I think only four, have been on my show for the second time. And she is the Vice President of Status Solutions. And I want to delve right in. One of the things I'm hoping for after this pandemic is that the good things that have been established during the pandemic don't disappear. And there's a couple of things that I want to preserve. One of them is boomer travel and a mature travel. That's what they call it in my industry. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, Amy. But first, one of the other things that's going on has to do with our own government, the FCC. And explain how the FCC has gotten involved with this issue of safety during the coronavirus pandemic and what it has to do with telehealth technology and so on.
Absolutely. So the FCC has recognized that our senior living, the senior living industry, as well as the the acute care industry as a whole has had to make additional investments in the way of telehealth. And so they have created a $200 million funding program to support healthcare providers that are responding specifically to COVID-19. And so what that does is it offsets the purchase of the telecommunications technology platforms, the connectivity, some of the information services that are needed to be able to provide telehealth, which is a large bucket. Telehealth is one of those all-encompassing terms. But what it really comes down to is things that we're talking about, the tools that would allow a community or a hospital to be able to create greater efficiencies to provide a specific level of care, either to those that are affected by the virus and also those who are not affected by the virus. Because even though they have not contracted the virus, Adrian, you and I both know that they are being affected by it, right?
Yes,
and so the fact that the FCC has set aside this money to be able to offset the cost of some of the telecommunication services, some of the broadband connectivity that is necessary to fuel the transfer of images and the video chat capabilities, the platforms and the equipment that are needed, whether those are tablets or smartphones, some of these connected devices that, as you pointed out earlier, some of our senior living communities already have, and many of them do not. And so this is giving the opportunity to level set and to be able to give all communities access to the same types of, which can be life-saving and life-preserving technologies.
You know, what bowls me over and why I'm so grateful for this show and my position, who would have thought that one of the most important parts of our government, the federal communications, you know, the FCC, they have nothing in our minds to do with health. Yes, the National
Right.
Institute on Health, the National Institute on Aging, we could understand that. Health and Human Relations, okay, we got it. The FCC. I mean, what I know about I've been a broadcaster almost all my career. What I know about the FCC is they don't let me say seven words on the radio, right?
Right.
And they issue licenses so that people can get on the air. Now they're at the head of, and they are funding some of the most fundamental additions to healthy aging that we can ever come across, which is telehealth. Connectivity of devices, sharing of information when it's health information, unbelievable strides that are being made. I hope everybody's talking to each other, I'm not so sure. But the fact is that I want this to stay. I would like these kinds of things to be understood and stay and be focused on even after the pandemic takes the crisis impetus away. So let's talk about something very nice, and that is travel. In a moment, you're going to hear a few words about how happy we get when we get older, something that I'm very excited about and believe in. Well, part of that happiness is travel. If you go to the AARP, you ask them for their surveys on what people want to do after they retire, far and away number one, a far lead is travel. So we're scared going to a hotel. Who knows who was there before us? How does Theta Solutions interface with some of those things? Because that is a division for you as well.
It is. So we look at the hospitality industry as a whole, right? And think about, a traditional hotel, whether that is, a boutique hotel that provides, extensive services, or that is more of a short stay type of hotel. But regardless, we also look at the senior living industry as an extension of hospitality as well. But when we talk specifically about what we call traditional hotels, understanding that some of these, the ideas around life safety security, being able to communicate, being able to give information, as well as be able to deliver, you know, incremental services, whether those are meal services, whether those are concierge-type services, whatever they are within a hotel community. But the sense of being safe and sound and also being able to enjoy your stay, whether you are in the physical hotel or in the surrounding area, is so important. So think about those concepts we were talking earlier about situational awareness and understanding your environment around you and what, from a safety perspective, but also of what can I take advantage of, and whether that is within the building itself or whether that's in the surrounding community. Think about those local businesses that surround hotels and having access to that information as well.
It would be very important to go to a place and know what's around, what's open, what isn't open, and as long as the hotelier can tell you that, because Data Solutions has made them aware, it's going to be a much more enhanced environment and a little bit of a soft landing, I hope, for that industry, one of my favorite industries, so important to us. So I thank you so much. We're going to end with on a happy note, as I mentioned, because there's been so much unhappiness, so much anxiety around us lately, that I wanted to give you the big picture on aging and happiness. So let's do that right now. Let's talk about the U-curve, and then we'll be back just to say goodbye. Let's hear about that U-curve.
The U-bend is back in the news. That's the graphic which shows that the nadir of our happiness is in our 40s and 50s when it begins to rise and happiness quotients continue to rise as we age. A study of 1,500 adults aged 21 to 100 revealed the paradoxical trend that mental health and happiness improves with aging. Of course, we are culturally programmed to believe just the opposite. As shown in a study conducted by the Sanford School of Public Policy, which revealed that both 30-year-olds and 70-year-old participants said that the 30-year-olds must be happier. But when asked questions, the answers showed just the opposite. Why so? Financial security, more leisure time, the ability to pursue life purpose, less stress are all contributing factors to happiness or life satisfaction. And all of these factors improve with age.
So let me just finish off right here for everybody. The fact is that we are now the vulnerable population, but when they do studies about how we are coping with sequestration, if we are not ill, top of the line are the older adults in terms of maintaining their stability, their good attitudes, and their good habits. So good on us. And thank you so much, Amy, for being part of that and allowing people who are have some impairment and are in senior residences to also be able to maintain their equilibrium. So, and I hope maybe you'll be the first one to be on my show for the third time.
Well, Adrienne, we so appreciate you and thank you for the opportunity. And I think the most important thing that you provide, Adrienne, is a sense of community. And that's really important to what we do at Data Solutions and our purpose of connecting the community at large together. So thank you. Thank you for what you do.
Well, that is wonderful. And I'll say the same thing as I've said before every week. Get out there, kids, and make it happen, even if you have to stay in there, kids, and make it happen.
I'm inappropriate.
Okay, another beautiful show. Very good. Okay.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love talking with you, Adrienne.
It's always
good
fun.
Start
always
to the
fun.
Day.
You know, I'm going to do the usual. We'll get the link. We'll get the time
okay.
when we're going to be airing it. We'll get you that little, we call it the headliner, that little under five minute, you know, piece.
Okay.
And we'll
okay.
ask you to put it on as many social media, any way you want to promote it, please do. That's how people find our show.
Okay.
And
good.
And I'll go back and I'll get my act together with regard to this sponsorship type of thing. I want to make it in a way that you can't say no. So
right.
I should send it to you. I should send it also to, I know you had
to Kathy.
Mentioned I have her,
mm-hmm.
to Kathy, I have her email
yep.
address. And that's
okay.
it. Not, no third person.
All right.
Okay, good.
No, the two of
All
us.
Right. Take
That'll
care.
Work.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Adrienne. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.